Hello, everybody. This is Dan Hegerich. You just heard a little sound test of crickets. As a reminder that spring and summer, well, spring is here and summer's coming, and the peepers are out in the woods doing their thing to remind us the beauty here in the Berkshires of the Northeast, the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts, where I live. And today is Thursday, giving you another Thursday podcast. Keep this thing rolling. I took a couple of weeks off and I apologize for that. My intent was always to do two every week right now on Thursdays to prepare you for the weekend and on Sundays to prepare you for the week. So here we are today. It is April 8th, 2021. It's about 11 o'clock here. Beautiful sunny day here in the Northeast. And I want to share with you today more, I guess it's inspiration and information so that you can take your health and well-being back from any of your cultural conditioning and programming, from your current social norms, what people believe is normal, in quotes, of course, that might keep you stuck, right? We have to adhere to the people that we associate with the most. We have to fit into that group by what is normal to a more or lesser degree. So we want to lift ourselves up from what is normal. And then our family traditions that often actually sabotage us. And we feel maybe shameful or guilty for not participating in some of these traditions in the traditional sense. So today I want to discuss what I've been learning along the way is three things you can consider as powerful tools maybe or powerful areas of your life that you can leverage for your life success. Now I learned this framework from Mark Joyner, who is the founder and CEO of Simpleology, which is a internet-based software program to manage your particular time. That's what he has established, because the three things that he has shared with me that is very powerful to consider in taking your life back is your time, your money and finances, and your personal energy. And the reason this is so important is because we can manage these. We can control these. So we can have time management and leverage our time for our life success. And the money that we have coming in and the way we spend and utilize our money or use our money, there's another way to leverage our life success. And then there's the personal energy. Your energy is so vital in how you manage your time and your money, which is interesting because the lower your personal energy is, the more you waste your time and the more you waste your money on things that are not necessary. And you're not really leveraging it for your success. However you define success in your life, which again, if you haven't defined it, then you are subject to what culture has programmed into your mind, what success looks like or is, and the people you associate with in your social associations with people and your social relationships. They also have conditioned you to believe what success is, and certainly your family traditions and the environment you grew up in have conditioned you to believe what success is. And now I'm asking you to question it, to begin to live your life and to create your own definition of what success is, and start to see how you could use your time, your money, and your personal energy to leverage those and create your life success. So with time, I'm learning in my current curriculum as an optimal life coach and student at this time that your time in the morning, your AM, and your time at night are the most valuable times in your day because you have more control over what you do when you first wake up in the morning and the last thing before you go to bed than anything else in between that, because life always throws us curveballs, right? And then we respond, hopefully, rather than react to those curveballs. We don't step out of the batter's box. We actually hang in there while the curveball comes, right? And we take a swing at it. So your AM is so important. And in fact, your PM is so important, more important than your AM, because how you prepare for sleep and get an absolutely awesome night's sleep will help you with your personal energy management so that you have incredible energy, clean, clear, focused energy that you can apply to your time management. And interestingly enough, when you have a good quality of energy and a high quantity of energy, then you don't really spend money on things that are useless because you have enough energy to offset the world of temptation and the need for immediate gratification to get some kind of dopamine surge, because you don't need the dopamine surge. You feel good. You're rested. You're ready to take on the day. And as a coach myself, what you can do to help you with this is you want to actually take an inventory of where you're spending your time. You want to write down for a week or two, how did you spend your time? Because if you can see it and measure it, then you can actually change it. Now, a lot of people become afraid of doing this because all of a sudden they're going to see how they're wasting their time. However, this leads me to share that if you want to make any marginal and long-lasting changes, you have to bring your awareness to the game. And by taking a time management inventory, it brings up to your awareness how you're spending your time. And also you could do it for your finances or your money. Where are you spending your money? Or where are you receiving your money? You can do a money management, log. You can track your money and where you're spending it. And the same thing with your personal energy. Start to bring awareness to how you're using your energy and where are you wasting your energy on things that don't work for you anymore. Who are you spending time with that you feel less energized when you were with them? And who are you spending time with that energizes you? And you can think in terms of abstract people, places, or things. For example, if I spend time in nature, my time, remember we talked about time management, if I've spent time in nature, it energizes me. So I'm also, not only am I doing time management, I'm doing my personal energy management at the very same time. And if I'm spending a little bit of money on gas for my car to go travel to a nice trail to hike for an hour or two, then I'm managing my money and I'm investing my money in, I guess, my time management and personal energy. So you can see how they connect. But the first step into taking anything back into your life, taking your power back into your life, awareness is the first step. It's not the only step, but it's the first step. What would you think is the second step? Do you have a clue? Do you have any idea of what the second step in taking your power back to create your life success? It's the power of free will to make choices. And if you don't bring awareness to where you're spending your time, your money, and your personal energy on, or on both sides of the coin, where you're wasting your time, wasting your money, and wasting your energy, or the other side is, wow, that was a great investment of my time, money, and my personal energy. You access the power of choice because you brought to awareness what is working and what is not working. And then you have the choice. And this is probably the uncomfortable place, because this is where we see that we are totally responsible for creating the life we want to live. But it's not the final step. Do you know what the next or final step is, or the next step is in taking back your power, taking back your life from where you've let it go or given it away to? Yeah, it's the action you take. Your actions create your life, not your wishful thinking, not your fantasies, not your imagination, although they're helpful to daydream, to envision a better world, to envision a better life for yourself and for your loved ones. Very beneficial, but you got to access the power of choice and take action on the choice. And when you take action on that choice, it's going to either validate what really brings you greater life success, or it's just going to give you feedback on what doesn't work. Because especially in the beginning, we might not even know what we want, what we really want out of life, or what success really is. So we're in the experimental phase, where we're in the learning phase. So no matter what you do, no matter what choice you make and the action you take, it's going to give you some data, some information that you can work with and review it and bring it up to your awareness and go through the process again: awareness, choice, action in time, money, and personal energy. So I apply my awareness to my time that I'm spending, where I'm spending it, and what's the return on investment for spending my time? Am I receiving something back that I can physically, psychologically, and spiritually profit from? And so in your time management, you bring awareness, power of choice, and action. And then in money management, I think money management is kind of like finances. How do you manage the resources that come to you, or you earn and receive? And then how do you manage the resources that you give to the world? Spending. How do you spend your resources? And do they offer you a return on investment? Not just for your own selfish needs or gains beyond what you need. We're talking about a bigger picture here, about how can you give back to society in an expression of gratitude for all the things that have come to you and you have received. And spending or giving in return is the expression of gratitude. And to help us move society along in its evolution, that we can all become healthier, wealthier, and more loving today, more so today than yesterday. And of course, our personal energy, that's a currency. It's current, it's energy, it's a source of energy. So how am I recharging myself, my body? How do I recharge my psychological state so that I'm aligned with a growth mindset, that I am aligned with the ability to respond rather than react? So how do I cultivate energy so I have something to give to society, give back to society, and really be of some real service to society so that I'm not draining somebody else with my particular low energy? Because it seems like people with low energy want to take your energy down. So you got to be prepared for that and have a lot of personal love energy. Those are the that's a beautiful resource to give to society, is my vitality, my enthusiasm, my energized tranquility to situations that will arise during the day. So how do you manage your personal energy? Are you running on empty and you need all kinds of stimulants to keep that energy so-called high and fractionated and chaotic, where you're vulnerable to high anxiety and then a crash of depression, maybe even some self-delusion in there, some denial, vulnerable to being volatile and reactive to situations? And if that happens, it's okay. Don't shame yourself. Just capture it, bring awareness to it, and then access that power of choice to say, wait a minute, my energy's not that great right now. I better go and recharge, recenter, realign myself so that I have something to give to my relationships in life. Which really, I mean, just about all of life is relationship, isn't it? I mean, we can even say, what's your relationship with time? What's your relationship that you bring to money and finance? There is a great book on money by Joe Dominguez, I think his last name was, Transforming Your Relationship with Money. You hear the title? Transforming Your Relationship with Money. So I highly suggest people go ahead and check that book out. And I'll try and find the link online or the book, and I'll put it in the description as well, so it'll be easier for you to access this. So once again, let me summarize and repeat myself, because often repeating it will allow it to go deeper into your mind. So I learned from Mark Joyner of Simpleology that there were three, I guess, superheroes of our humanness that we can actually leverage for our life success. And he called that time, money, and personal energy. Why? Because we can manage those. We can control how we spend our time, how we spend our money, and how we receive our money, and what we do in terms of how we recharge our body and how we spend our energy, our personal energy, and the activities that we do. And we can leverage those for our personal success. But I'm adding to what Mark shared with me, that there are three other things that are necessary in each of those areas. You got to bring awareness to those areas. You have to bring awareness to your time, how you're spending your time, and what you're doing to take back your time. Awareness in your money and finances, how you're receiving and how you're giving, rather than how you're taking, right? How you're taking, and then how you're utilizing your money for personal leverage, and then awareness in your personal energy outside of all the stimulants. So you have to actually take an inventory of all the stimulants that you're using to keep your personal energy so-called up and high, even though the quality of that energy is fractionated and chaotic. What are some of those stimulants? Let's take a look. Excessive caffeine, especially after noontime. Number one drug in the world, caffeine. Right? Cigarettes, they're a stimulant, artificially stimulating the nerve cells. The nicotine opens the blood vessels and makes you feel like you're better because the blood's flowing a little bit better. What else is a stimulant? Ready? How about gossip? How about drama? How about making assumptions, as Don Miguel Ruiz shares in his book, The Four Agreements? What else? Shopping, right? Retail therapy, so you can get a dopamine hit. What else? Every time you hear a notification bell on your phone of any kind, it's a dopamine hit. It's Pavlov's dog hearing the bell. So artificial light, especially at night, is a stimulant. All your digital screen time, your phone, all the time you're on your phone, it's a stimulant. It's an artificial stimulant. And we can go down the rabbit hole of the food you eat, the beverages you drink, how you're breathing, because how you're breathing could be an artificial stimulant too, a stress response when you're breathing shallow and high up in your chest and throat area. So we want to bring to our awareness how we're spending our time, how we're spending our money, how we're spending our personal energy, and what our relationship is to it. And then once we see this out of our internal mind, once it's out of us in a journal, on a whiteboard that you might have in your office or in your home, now you get to access the power of choice and say, what do I choose? Do I choose to continue down that road of spending my time, money, and personal energy on things that really don't give me a return on investment? In fact, they actually take away from my well-being. Or is it time? Is it the time right now that I can actually start the process of reclaiming my life, take my life back from how I've given it up, and choose what I'm going to put into play, what action I am going to take on how I spend my time, how I spend my money, and how I spend my personal energy. Now, if you have anything that you can add to this, that would be fantastic. I'd love to learn more, of course. That's one of my virtues, the love of learning. And the interesting thing about the love of learning means I also have some latent love for teaching. And I'm practicing the art of teaching without it coming off as preaching or lecturing, because I don't want to point my finger at you and wave my finger at you and in a manner that might trigger any shame or guilt inside you. That's not my goal. My goal is to make you feel more personal aliveness, so that you can also participate in my particular vision for this world, which is to make a contribution to the eradication of chronic degenerative disease as part of the human experience. And that means bringing more awareness to your well-being, accessing the power of choice, and taking action on those choices that will improve the quality and quantity of your health, your wealth, and your love in relationship. Starting today, right now, start right now, because if you get on the trailhead to your life success right now, and you just take that one step and follow it up with another step, then eventually you will climb that mountain to your life success. And interestingly enough, I learned a lot of people always share that the first step is the hardest step. It's the most important step. While I might agree with that, the next step is important. Sure, take the first step, it's important, but then the next step is even more important. And then what's more important than that next step is the very next step. And to keep climbing, to keep walking, to keep crawling, to keep jogging, sprinting, whatever suits your personality in this process of taking back your life. So some basics here is take your time, money, and personal energy back from cultural, social, and family programming that has maybe kept you limited in your expression of yourself in this lifetime. And of course, feeling aches and pains in your body, not sleeping well. Maybe you feel out of shape, you're not conditioned. And we want you, I'm speaking on behalf of myself anyway, I want you to consider that you can take back your power. You can take back your life and your health and your well-being. And you can become an example to other people. And when you do that, it makes it easier for someone else. And the more and more people that do it, the easier it becomes, the faster everyone starts to heal and become more vital. And our relationships become more loving in the sense that it's kind, we're understanding, and we have more self-control over our tempers, so that we can be really present with each other. And that presence, right? Being present with people can start to feel a little uncomfortable because it becomes a little bit more intimate than superficial. But that's the beauty of intimacy, is we connect with each other as souls, as human beings. And when we connect with each other at that level, that's, for me personally, that's when I have something to give to somebody, is when that connection is made. It's real, it's honest, it's vitalizing, and actually talk about personal energy is when I'm in an intimate connection with someone, it's energizing. How about you? How are you going to go about the next couple of days with managing your time, managing your money, and managing your personal energy? Will you take a little challenge and start to record where you spend your time, where you spend your money, and where you spend your personal energy, and then bringing that awareness to the power of choice, taking the power of choice to an action that you can take starting right now and reclaim your health, wealth, and love and relationships in this lifetime? This is Dan Hegerich, Optimal Life Coach student, certainly a lover of life, for life itself, reminding myself through this podcast that if you want to live disease-free, meaning chronic degenerative diseases of modern living, you might consider it wise. You might accumulate wisdom in considering to live more in accordance with nature's laws and your true authentic nature. For more information about me, you can actually go to my website, www.danhegerich.com. There'll be a link in the description. And if you want to reach out to me personally with a question, a comment that you have a challenge with or you're concerned with, please feel free to do so by clicking the link in the description to contact me. For today and every day, live with power and grace.